What up, peace, silly listeners? How y'all doing? It's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones. Ew. You know, your audible boo thing? That's me. So I want to go ahead and explain something to you real quick before this podcast episode begins. The sound quality is a little different because I don't have my original setup. I recorded this podcast episode at house, so at her place, and she's got very high ceilings and open room concept. The audio is different, but I cannot express how much fun that this episode is going to be. For those of you who are not familiar with, you will be very soon. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to this episode.
Yo, what lights up a soccer stadium? A soccer match.
I didn't know if this was a part of the
I was like, wait, what?
I'm going to say the fucking lights.
You know, it's hilarious. That was a part of the podcast.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, what's going on, peace, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any topic that we discuss. Shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. Anyways, what it is, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, I'm back for some more silly. Plus, I have a special surprise for you. And I'll get to that in just a moment, but trust me when I say
it's a big one.
Oh, that's what she said. Okay, so I'm such a child. But I want to build up the surprise and keep you guessing for just a couple more moments. I have someone here with me, and many of you know her. She's beautiful. She's talented. She's funny. She's female. She wears clothes. She pays bills. She eats food. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. I'm sorry, my bad. Wrong job. forgot which mic I was on. Let's give a big, silly welcome to my friend, Tamika Shannon. And you guys know her most likely if you are a fan of Between Women. She played the cheating ass bitch, Gabby, on the show Between Women. And also, yeah, Terrence is here. So what we're going to do...
Good segue. Oh, yeah, Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence.
Yeah, dude, in the other
one's
here.
My friend
Terrence
is here. Yeah.
Your friend, huh?
Coming at you right now from Atlanta, Georgia, inside of Tamika's condo. You know what I'm saying? The sound is a little different, but the fun ain't gonna change. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you guys this. Just in case you were unaware, Tamika played a character named Sunny, that was me. played a character named Gabby on the hit series Between Women, and I played Sunny. We have been kind of known you for like
10 years almost?
No, longer 11? Than that. Longer Maybe than 12? That. I'm thinking 13, bro. Like,
it might be 13.
It's been a minute, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, welcome to the pod, boo, by the way. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you for having me.
Terrence, welcome to the pod, friend.
Thank you.
I just met this motherfucker today and I love him. I love him. Now, yeah. I don't know if you guys, well, you may have not, but my listeners, I don't know if you actually heard my last episode last week. I did an anti-me political ad last week. But if you missed it, make sure you check it out. Last week's episode, it was a lot of fucking fun to make. And here's what I want to do. I need to see if I can make a video for it, honestly, because it's going to be a lot of fun. But what I want to do is I want to have Tamika and Terrence take a listen and get their opinion on if they would actually vote for me after hearing this anti-me political ad. Are you guys ready for that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's hear it.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
When you're voting in this coming election, remember that Amber is never. She doesn't care about you or your neighbors. When asked, will she help lower the crime rate in our state? She said,
no, bitch, why would you, no?
When asked what her plan was to decrease unemployment, she said,
can your penis size keep you unemployed?
Amber Jones doesn't care about your children. Listen to what she said about a young boy who asked her for a high five after he shared cookies that he baked for her.
He ain't shit, and his food probably matches his work ethic. Horrible, pathetic, and slow.
This is what she says to low-income families.
Kiss my ass. I meant it. I feel like I really pronounce the word kiss and ass.
Listen how she talks about her voters behind their backs.
Creepy as shit, especially from afar, and that bitch be looking like a demon at 3 a.m., bro.
She was caught talking to her pet cat about how she was almost caught watching porn at work.
You ever be like just scrolling through like, oh, what's going on with pop culture? Black dick!
Keep Amber Jones out of office on election day. This December, remember to say never to Amber.
This message was approved by her opponents and anyone else who hates her.
So, what did you guys think about my anti-me political ad? Would you vote for me?
I was just about to say, you absolutely have my vote.
I mean,
you got my vote.
I mean, dead ass, yeah. I mean, I don't see why I couldn't vote for you.
Right?
I've heard worse.
Yo, we live in Georgia. We fucking heard a lot of
exactly.
Worse for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I done wrote your name in the ballot.
Today I've got some silly lined up per the usual, because this is the professionally silly podcast. So I got a fun game that I want to play with you guys. And also pictures pertaining to this podcast can be found on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ProSilly, and or the Professionally Silly Podcast Facebook group. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. But as always, before we get to the silly, do me a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whatever platform that you're listening to, because as you know, your Audible boo thing is all over. But let's be honest, it's all about that Apple podcast. We need them 5 stars real quick, all right? Now, if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download your favorite episodes, because that way you are able to chill with your Audible boo thing without Wi-Fi or data. I can be with you at all times. Right? That's some creepy shit, but I meant it. I meant that shit. Now, here's that annoying part of the show where I share a personal update. I have reloaded my Bumble account, currently signing up for Hinge, and I'm finally using the Facebook dating thingy, because that's free, but they let anybody on those things, so, you know, ain't a lot of pickings out there, you know what I'm saying? But I draw a line at paying for these apps. I'm going to be using the free versions. Let me tell you this. Those dating apps are fucking scams. We were just talking about this today. The dating apps are fucking scams. What they do is they entice you with good-looking, smart, funny people. And then after about a week, the truth comes out on who's actually using these apps. Now, I'm convinced that they use fake profiles to get people to pay for the premium shit. They send you notifications like, oh, so you got a certain amount of likes or whatever. Somebody likes you, but the photo is blurred. And if you want to see who it is, you got to pay blah, 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 right. blah, blah, a month, right? You know what I'm saying? And then you pay that shit, and then all of a sudden, those notifications are gone. There's nobody who actually likes you. They just want this money. It's a cash grab. Everybody fucking knows this. You know what I'm saying? So after you pay, it's pretty much a waste of time. Now, Terrence, do you use the dating apps?
Yes, I do.
All right, which ones do you use?
Let's see. I use Hinge and Facebook, but Facebook more because you don't run out of likes. Hinge, you only get 10 likes a day. And like you said, it could be 10 of the baddest women you ever seen back to back. So you're going to keep swiping. You're going to swipe.
That's how they get you. The first few swipes is somebody who's super sexy, whatever, might be your type, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then after that, like a certain amount of swipes, like maybe even 5. Yo, now you really know what's out there. And it ain't right. What did you say earlier? It ain't your face. What was it for that?
Must be your ass, because it ain't.
Yeah. How did I forget that so fucking fast? I actually know what that is. It's ridiculous. Tamika, have you done the dating apps?
So I'm so confused. When you say you swipe, so after you do 10 swipes, do you have to pay?
Yeah, you can. You have the option to pay.
It depends on which app it is.
Which app? Yeah, that's what I said.
There is a paid version of Tinder, But I would never. But Tinder, let's be honest, that's just
Tinder
let's,
is a hookup site. Yeah,
that's what that is.
Oh no, absolutely. No, it's one even before Tinder. It's called POF. Everybody know.
Oh, POF. Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, I've heard about those.
That's the one you already know straight up. Like, you know what? What's going down tonight on POF? Yeah,
Plenty of Fish is that POF. That's some shit. And there's a lot of bitches in there who fishy. Take that how you want to take that. You know what I'm saying? But let's just be honest. I'm gonna ride that free train as long as I can. I heard that obviously Tinder's for hooking up. Bumble is for a certain age range. Bumble, I would say, is 18 to late 20s mostly, it feels like. And then Hinge is like the new Match, except I would say it would be from mid-20s to like early 40s, most likely, something like that.
Yeah.
It's more, you know, there's better options there because people are paying for it. You know, they, you know, and then you've got, what's the other one? I already said Tinder's for whores.
Facebook dating.
Oh, Facebook dating. That's just free. So they let anybody on that shit. So every social media dating app, there is a target audience for them. Technically, I'm going to be riding that free train for quite some time. I'm going to tell you that right the fuck now. But to be honest, like I said, these dating apps, they fucking suck. So no one is honest. One. Everyone has a short attention span, and they all seem to be looking for the next best thing, especially these days, because all you have to do is swipe left or swipe right. And before dating apps, you know what we had? You know, people went outside. They went to bars. They went to functions. It was harder to lie about who you are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I can see your fucking face, bitch. Don't tell me you a lawyer and you driving a fucking 200 Chrysler. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy. But like I was saying, before dating apps, I feel like, and don't get me wrong, I don't want to have been an adult in the 90s, but I do wish that the world was the same as it was in the 90s, like right now in the 2000s, as an adult now, like Media Play, Circus City, you know, good times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good times, good times. Now, here's the thing here, man. Back then, you actually had to try.
You know what I'm saying? Put in a little effort.
You put in a little effort. Now, if someone doesn't like a photo that you thought was cute, they immediately swipe left, and now you were just a thing in the past, right? Mm-hmm. And they just keep it moving, looking for that quote-unquote greener side. Mm-hmm. Because the grass is what? Always greener on social media.
Right.
Oh, she's a 10. She got a job. Her credit score is good. She's gorgeous. She's funny. But what else is there? Mm-hmm. What do you mean, bro? Like, you just named everything you want, but you still want to keep on swiping. That's what it is. It's just not enough time to make actual connections with people. You see what I'm saying? Now, I've been single for a long time, and I've been made a fool full of by many. I think we've all been there at some point in our dating careers. Wow. I haven't given up completely, but damn it, I'm close. Now, anyways, Tamika, give me a damn hug and a glass of wine, bitch, because you know I'm going through it. Okay, hook a bitch up. Okay, so just in case there are some
single ladies who are interested. I have a credit score that's above 700. Just throwing that out there. Make a great cosigner, baby.
680.
Just throwing that out there. Now, Tamika, let me ask you this. Do you think, and you too, Terrence, do you think that dating is better or worse now than it was for our parents?
Oh my gosh. I feel like dating is so much worse now than it was for our parents.
I figured that was kind of like how we all felt.
So much different.
Okay. I figured we were all on the same page.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, all right. Because I was saying this at lunch earlier. I was like, because you know, your parents have been together for 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. My parents have been together for 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. And both of our parents are black, all four of them. Gorgeous black love. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I feel like they seem to be the only happy, truly happy couples that I've ever really seen from my experience. Because it's that kind of love, I'm wondering, in today's society, does that even exist? And you know her parents, so you know what I'm talking about. You haven't met my parents, but you know her parents. They're very similar. They're like a younger version of mine, honestly. Oof. So what do you think about that?
Does that type of love still exist today? With this generation,
right,
or the generation before? Ooh, and Terrence, you answer that.
Because I'm gonna say, just because from my point of view, I'm gonna say no. But I'm not gonna say no. I can't speak for everyone, but I'm gonna say no because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And then with social media being big now, yeah, you don't see it.
No.
But even
people just post lies on social media. They post their best moments.
That's what I was about to say. Even with social media, you can think that somebody's in love, but of course they're only going to post the highlights. They're not going to post like, I can't stand this bitch, but you're going to only post like, oh, I love this. She's the love of my life, or he's the love of my life. But you don't really know.
I'm not going to say this person's name, but I have a cousin of mine who's, oh my God, she doesn't listen, so I'm not worried about it. She posts the most fakest bullshit on their Facebook. Like, they'll do things like have, like, family pictures wearing the same pajamas and shit like that. Right. Meanwhile, the drama behind the scenes is fucking, like, it is palpable.
The drama behind the pajamas.
Right.
That sounds like a show.
That's what I was about to say. That's the show we're going to do. Now, hold on now. We do have John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. So, you know, that's pretty close.
You know what? I feel like who's really genuine, and I mean, again, I don't know these people personally, and everybody can be whatever they want on social media, but I feel like Sierra and her husband, I feel like maybe they are genuine. I don't know.
Sierra's prayer was answered, baby.
I feel like with them though, just because they're young. Well, yeah, that makes sense, because like I was about to go,
they're about our age.
Yeah, right. They're our age. I was going with Denzel because, you know, they still doing their thing.
But they're older too. They're in the generation of my parents.
Oh yeah,
they're my parents' generation.
But Russell, like I said, are we just getting a view of them because of social media? Exactly. Do we know that's what they really like?
When it comes to social media, whether you're a celebrity or not,
right,
a lot of it is fake,
right?
A lot, but because that is pretty much the stigma of social media, it doesn't mean that every post we see is fake. Mm-hmm. We just assume it.
Right.
It's like, can nobody be that fucking happy? You know what I'm saying? But who is taking the time to post their worst moments? Nobody's doing that. Unless they want attention or some sort of validation. Mm-hmm. There are people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right. Sierra and Russell is probably the closest we have in this particular generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, speaking on the Russell situation, people call him corny for doing that stuff.
Yeah,
why is that corny?
Because
for
being a good guy,
happily married man, being a happy, why
faithful,
is that corny?
We don't know if he's faithful, but still, it appears as if he's faithful. He's treating his wife right. But that's lame to certain people.
Yeah.
Which is stupid to me.
Because let's be honest, everything is about clout. Everything is about money. Everything's about views, blah, 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 blah. And in this generation, there's a lot of negativity. Okay, for instance, okay. Like, I actually heard this from the podcast In the Moment. You got to check that shit out. It's amazing. But Mo Mitch was saying something. I think it was a saying that his grandma told him. But pretty much it's very similar. You know what I'm saying? A lie can get around before the truth has time to put his shoes on. Huh. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And that goes with everything. Mm-hmm. Whether it's relationships, jobs, money, finances, what have you. You know what I'm saying? It's very negativity. People tend to go towards that first. Even if they're completely fucking wrong, it doesn't matter. Negativity and drama, that's what's getting people's attention. So they assume what you're posting is bullshit, even if that is actually what it is.
Right.
Like that's your truth or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, guys. So next up, have you ever eaten a blue steak?
What is that?
What the fuck?
Right. Yo, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. We're going to talk about that in a second. Blue steak. Blue steak. What is it? Is it any good? So for those of you who are wondering what blue steak is, it's pretty much an extra, extra rare steak. You may now Google it, Tamika. So it is super lightly seared on the outside, but red on the inside. So that means that the steak is cooked for an extremely short period of time. And they say that cooking it this way results in a steak that is soft and tender. And apparently, it's the kind of steak that melts in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, first of all, how do either of you enjoy your steak?
Well, I don't eat red meat, so I'm out of this one. But go ahead, T.
I like my steak medium well.
Medium well? Oh, so you one of those weirdos.
I mean, I don't like it beef jerky done, but I mean, I still want it cooked a little bit. All that red shit be...
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I need some type of cookness, man.
So you like pink in the middle?
I like you don't get no pink with no medium well.
You don't get that with that.
Yes, you do.
It's like light brown or some shit.
It's still not.
You got like a crisp brown steak. You know what I'm saying? You got that Drake steak. You know.
Drake steak. It's only one pink I like.
God, same. Same. Lord. Cosign the fuck out of that. Now I tell you this: I certainly am not one of those weirdos who eats a steak well done. I don't like that shit because I'm not a serial killer. It is. I am almost positive. I got like a little thing here. I'm almost certain that if you drink black coffee or you eat your steak well done, you've mm-hmm. killed at least three people.
Really?
I can see that though.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, what if people just like their food done and not runny, pink, not...
But steak-wise, it's the reason why you can't have that well done.
Like, why?
I've had steak before and I've had it.
You could be chewing it for 20 minutes.
But the thing is, it's like meat gum. Steak before back in the day when I did used to eat it and I had it well done because I don't like to see pink. I don't like... blood or any like seeing that in my food is disgusting.
I don't know, the people who eat it just rare, like that's just different. Them niggas,
they're the ones that I fuck with
mine medium rare. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my god, you're because the one that's a killer. Soft.
That's what they like.
Yeah, no.
You're the one.
I ain't say rare and I ain't say blue steak. I said medium rare. And it does depend on the cut of
right,
the steak.
Right.
And you get some skirt steak. All right, we're gonna do medium there. The skirt steak, that's what like a lot of the Mexican cuisines have. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It's a thin one?
Yeah, it's okay. A thin shit. Now if I do like a ribeye or a porter or something like that, bro, you just gonna be medium rare. Because it's so fucking thick, if you make that well done, you're gonna be chewing that until you're fucking 77.
Vomit.
I guarantee it. I don't like my steak super chewy and rubbery, aka well done. That's not what I like.
It depends on where you go. Because if you make it yourself, you're not going to make it to where it's like burnt and chewy. You're going to make it to your...
What steak are you buying? Because
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've had a steak. Honestly, it's been a long... Probably for me, since I'm ancient. It's probably been since college that I've had a steak.
God, I used to have such a crush on you. I'm so glad that's over. That's ridiculous. I'm so upset. I see you so differently now.
Because I don't eat steak.
No, because when you did, the way you ate it. You can not eat red meat, and I'm cool with that. But if you're going to eat it, and you eat it like a trash person, then I'm going to have something to say about it.
But I also don't eat sushi. I like to have sushi cooked. I
love sushi.
I can't eat raw anything.
That's a misnomer. Not every sushi is raw. Yeah, sometimes the fish is smoked. It's just cold.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm saying. Next up, DoorDash delivery nightmare. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Now, sometimes there is nothing like food being delivered to your house. I think we can all agree to that. That there are times when you don't feel like cooking. Times you don't feel like leaving your home and taking on the outside world to get that takeout. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays we have Uber Eats, we have DoorDash, we have Grubhub. Hey, is Postmates still a thing? Postmates?
I don't really hear much about them anymore.
I mean, it's fine because they fucking suck. I hate them. But
really?
I had the worst experience at Postmates.
I've never ordered Postmates before.
When I was in Los Angeles, they were huge. I fucking hate Postmates. Mm. They're the worst. Hmm. So, anywho, I was just thinking, is there a Postmate thing? I came across a Reddit post from the mildly infuriating Reddit page or forum or whatever the fuck you call their pages. And I tell you, I kind of feel old right now because I came across a Reddit user who shared his mildly doing air quotes here infuriating DoorDash experience. And to be honest with you, this isn't mildly infuriating at all. If this would have happened to me, bruh, I would have been furious. Mm-hmm. Furious. That's just me. So I'm gonna read to you what the dude said. Okay, this is coming from Riley Road on Reddit. And it says here, DoorDash from a pizza place to use a DoorDash coupon. Someone clearly dropped the pizza, but neither place will refund. Why, you ask? Because DoorDash blames the pizza place for dropping it, and the pizza place blames DoorDash for dropping it. So let me show you guys this fucking photo.
Oh, absolutely not.
That is what he was delivered.
Oh, absolutely not.
How would you handle, like, wouldn't you be furious? That's not mildly infuriating.
Yeah, shoot me the fade right on sight.
That is highly infuriating.
I agree.
I'll be sure to put the photo on the podcast Instagram so you guys can see it. It's clearly Papa John's. I got the garlic sauce in the corner there.
And the little pepper.
Yeah. And the little prosciutto. What is it? Prosciutto. What kind of pepper is that again?
It's just
jalapeno.
No. It's not jalapeno. Oh.
I don't know.
It's like, I forget what kind of pepper it is. Now, here's my question to the two of you. Terrence, you first. Have you ever had a really bad food delivery experience? And if so, who was delivering it? And what happened?
Hell yeah. And it was DoorDash, man. Like, I promise you. I think it went Five Guys. Yeah, it was Five Guys. So, you know, all right, anybody who ever ordered Five Guys, you know they give you all them damn fries and
shit.
They
got the best fucking fries.
So just put it this way. That got to my house. I promise you, it was only like that little cup of fries. You know, they poured in the cup.
That nigga was eating your fries.
Bro, that's how I know it was. This was before they started putting seals on bags. So, like.
Oh, yeah.
So, this was like when DoorDash.
That's like relatively new, like in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this was before the seal. I just know when it got to the crib, bro, I'm like, where are my fries at? But he already gone.
Yo, he was eating your fries.
Yeah, he absolutely was.
That means in the other fries that are in there, yo, his little greasy fingers. Right. That shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you eat the fries?
Yes, I just know that, like, if you go to Five Guys a lot, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they just pour it in it. Like,
yeah.
After spending $90 on just a burger and fries, I knew. I was like, yo, where's
my fries?
Yeah,
after the service fee and the tip and all that other shit, the delivery fee. Bro, yeah.
They charge you just to walk in.
Actually. They do, bro. Now, what about you, Tamika? Have you ever had a food delivery bad experience? If so, what did you order and what happened?
I don't know if it was a bad experience. My food wasn't tainted or anything. It was just the fact that they gave me the wrong order. And at that time, I had COVID. So when I opened it, it was something from Chipotle. And I had ordered, I can't remember what it was that I ordered. But I called the lady and I was like, hey, I think you gave me the wrong order. So when I go outside, she gives me my order. She's like, do you have the other one? I was like, yeah, but I've already opened it. She's like, it's okay, I still gotta deliver it. I was like, but I have COVID. And she's like, well, did you touch it? I was like, I opened it. And she's like, oh, it's okay. And she left. And a part of me wanted to be like, okay, let me report this. But then I saw she had a kid in her car and I felt bad because maybe that was like her job.
Oh, you're too fucking nice.
I'm too nice. But I was just like, what the
fuck? I legit feel like.
Somebody else my food that I just touched and I have. I mean, it wasn't a bad case of COVID, but okay. It was still, I had COVID.
Tamika, you are so nice.
I know. She's
the kind of person that if someone sprained their wrist, Will Smith slapping her in the face. She would apologize for her jaw spraining their wrist. That's the kind of person she is. It's crazy.
Wow. That's
funny. But it's the nice people you got to look out for because they're really nice folk. When they get mad, that shit is terrifying.
Oh, you guys know.
Ass from a tree.
Yeah, but I've never seen you mad. I don't fucking know.
Oh, he has.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's witnessed it several times.
I want to keep that away from I'm terrified,
Terrence
bro.
Terrence had to calm me down.
I've seen her walk a country mile. Yeah.
I was so mad one time. I jumped out of the car in the middle of traffic and I walked.
Bro, Hurricane Ida, fuck you. Watch out for Hurricane Tamika. It's about to go down.
Hurricane T.
Yo, next up. What celebrity is pregnant? It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So, in case you weren't aware, someone we all know and love has fallen pregnant. Why do they say it like that? Fallen pregnant.
Right.
Like it's some sort of
you
disease.
Fall and then you stand up and you're pregnant.
Right. How'd you cheat? Oh, I fell on the dick. You know?
And here we are.
Here we are. Well, someone I don't know at all personally, but I do love her. Well, I love her in a you're awesome at what you do kind of way, mm-hmm. kind of love. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, Keke Palmer is pregnant as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
She's pregnant. She's preggo. Now, she finally confirmed the rumors this past weekend when she was finally able to host SNL, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, a lot of her fans are the reason that they finally allowed her to host. And to be honest with you, Keke Palmer, in my opinion, should be way larger than she is.
Oh, absolutely.
She is immensely talented. Mm-hmm. And I also heard a rumor that she's coming out with her own syndicate, Key TV.
Oh, nice. Good for her.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I saw that. She now said on Twitter, so I'm really excited about that. Now, it's been a long time coming for her to host SNL, if you ask me. She's always had really great comedic timing. Plus, she's fucking beautiful. I've had a crush on Miss Kiki for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, listen, I want what I'm going to do. I'm going to play with you. That's what she said. So what I want to do is I'm going to play her announcement on SNL. Did you guys see that or hear it? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play it so that the listeners can hear it.
There's some rumors going around. People have been in my comments saying Kiki's having a baby. Kiki's pregnant. And I want to set the record straight. I am.
The fun part about her announcement, I have to say, is that, first of all, she did admit that she was pregnant, but she showed us her baby bump. Yeah. It was the most dramatic, comedic, adorable moment on SNL ever. And she's just a ray of fucking sunshine, y'all. She really is. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Kiki and her boyfriend, whatever. His name, Darius or some shit. Anyways, I'm happy for her, but I hate him. And let me tell you why. It's really super petty because he got her first. But that's all. That's all it is. Okay. Aww. I'm having fucking flashbacks because I'm remembering back when Niecy Nash announced that she was married. I was like, oh, good for her. And then here's the problem, bro. I was happy for her until I found out that she was married to a woman. Obviously I'm not homophobic. I'm gay as fuck. The reason I'm upset is because I never knew I had a shot to shoot. Yeah. I never knew.
I didn't know you like Niecy Nash.
Who? What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Thick as fuck. She's gorgeous, thick as fuck, hilarious, and very talented. You're damn right I'm attracted to Niecy Nash.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, hell yeah. Now, I'm saying this because I didn't even know that she was gay, she never really titled herself. She has mentioned that, so I'm not going to title her. But I didn't know that she would ever be so into a female that she would marry one. Mm-hmm. That never even fucking occurred to me.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm upset because I had no idea that I had a chance. How am I supposed to shoot my shot when I don't know I got the ball? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot.
Yeah, bro. So I missed my chance. She all married and shit. Now Kiki Palmer want to be pregnant. Nobody is thinking about what Amber Smiles Jones wants.
What does Amber want?
Right. Okay. All of y'all are fucking selfish. You too, bitch.
What? She's talking about you, Terrence.
Okay. Nah, I'm talking about Tamika Shan. Okay.
You, bitch.
And now I've lost Kiki. So it's just, you know, now, so now she, I'm so sad right now. So now she and Darius, now they're not married, but they are still a family. Aww, and yeah. Here's the thing. When Kiki and I finally get together, I don't want his petty ass coming to our house trying to give his kid a Christmas present. I'm the daddy now.
But it's also his kid, so. You should be happy that the kid is getting multiple gifts, though.
Doesn't matter.
But the kid, think about the children.
Why?
The children.
I just said, what about Amber and what she wants?
But Amber would also want the baby to be happy. Mm-hmm. If you have a kid, you can't be selfish.
Meh. No, but in all seriousness, congratulations to Kiki Palmer and Darius, whatever his last name is. Congratulations to the couple because this is her first child and that's awesome. Now here's a question I have for the both of you. What celebrity crushes have you guys had? First, I want to start off with this. When you were a kid, who were your celebrity crushes? You can name up to three each. What are you doing? This bitch just shook her hair. Just got a silk press.
Because I just thought about my crushes. Okay, you guys, don't judge me.
Oh, I'm going to judge
but
you.
But I liked Huey P. Newton.
Who the fuck is that?
The Black Panthers. How dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, when you said Huey, yeah, I immediately thought about, like, DuckTales.
So I loved him.
Fucking Boondocks.
Shut up. I like the dude from Superfly, the original, the one priest. I don't know his real name. I like a bunch
of your celebrity crush as a child was a nigga's name that you don't know?
I don't know his real name, but I know his character was priest on Superfly. It was the Blaxploitation movies. So him. And my third crush was Max Julian from Goldie, from the Mac. So as you can see, I liked a lot of...
All right, so here's the question. Light-skinned
guys.
Yeah, look at pimp.
Pimp-looking pimp.
Oh, she love a light-skinned pimp. Oh, man.
Except for Huey P. Newton.
Is your current a light-skinned pimp?
He's light-skinned, but he's not.
Okay. Yo, bro, the relationship's not going to work. You're not a pimp. So let me ask you this, to
anyway,
me,
old school.
Who would be your current celebrity crushes as an adult? Like, who do you see when you see them on Twitter or Instagram or a photo of them? You're like, yeah.
You know, one of my crushes used to be Luke James. And I still think he's a very attractive guy or whatever. But I've worked with him recently. Mm. And he's super, super cool. And it's like...
His personality makes him more attractive? Or
his personality to me, like, now that I've worked with him in a couple of things. Well, not a couple of things. In a show that I did with him. Mm-hmm. It's like more so like, oh, he's such a cool friend. And it's nothing against him or anything. But it's like, I guess that we've worked together. That whole crush facade has faded a little bit. Because I'm like, oh, he's super cool. Like,
and that always happens. We get to actually know your crush. You're like, I'd like to be your friend.
He's a great guy. Yeah.
That's how I felt with you. Because I had a crush on you at first. And then I was like, oh, she's a way better friend than she would be a lover.
Oh, okay. Well, great. And plus, you know.
No offense. You know.
He has a girlfriend. So
it kind of works out. Yeah. All right, now Terrence, who was your celebrity crush when you were a kid?
Man, let's go. We got Kyler Pratt.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm gonna take that.
Raven Simone.
Oh okay. Yeah.
And now she's still my crush to this day. But Nia Long.
Oh, even growing up.
First of all, her husband is a fucking dumbass.
Really? What happened?
He cheated on her.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. No, I'm so late when it comes to
and they officially broke up, so she's single now.
Oh, come on, T, shoot your shot,
single
B.
Single again.
Shoot
hey,
your
back
shot,
on
T.
The prowl.
Shoot your shot, T.
I mean, like, yo, the thing is, Nia Long has been a crush to so many black men for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
she
not
still
that
looks
long.
Good.
But, oh. Well, maybe not that Nia Long.
Sanaa Lathan, too.
Oh, yeah.
She has not aged or anything.
Ooh.
And her and Regina.
Regina Hall?
Regina Hall.
Ooh.
It's like, Kenneth.
Hey, don't sleep on Regina King either.
Oh, Regina King is gorgeous.
Y'all need
eyes?
Is anybody else horny right now? Yo!
Yes.
24/7.
Gabrielle, you like all the black actors. Black
and Gabrielle, she'll treat you nice like a lover. She talks a salad, apparently. She talks, y'all remember that shit?
She said that?
Yeah, she
admitted that
book.
Shit.
Tracy
book.
Ellis Ross, too.
Oh, yeah.
She
had
eaten butter, too?
She eat, no, I said Tracy
no,
Ellis
no,
beautiful.
That was a pretty woman.
Oh.
Crazy?
She eat butter, too? There was an inflection at the end of that sentence. She ain't booted too? You even leaned over a little bit when you said it.
I'm saying it like, God damn.
Now, what about, Terrence, what about you currently as an adult? Who tickles your fancy?
I told you, like, even as
the same
now,
people.
No.
Oh.
Nia Long is definitely number
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, she going to stay in there.
Yes.
She going to stay
like
in
I
there.
Like I said, Regina Hall, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And my third.
It's toughy.
That is. Because, like, right now, I'm going to drop everything for Nia Long. She just said, yo.
And you can shoot. Now you know. She's,
oh,
you know what I'm saying? It's good.
Like, I'm going to drop
just don't
everything.
Cheat on her. She's good at this point.
You
the
know,
bar is low now.
I'm really trying to think of who I have a current celebrity crush on. And it's nobody. I can't think of anybody.
I mean, one
I
for
really
me
can't.
That's been going on since, like, I don't know, like 2003, honestly. And that's when that movie, I think that was the year, that's when the movie Girl Fight came out. Love that movie. Michelle
oh, yes.
Rodriguez.
She's beautiful.
You already know. I used to talk about her all the time to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that movie Girl Fight, that's what got my titties tinkling. My pulsating.
Oh,
you know what I'm
okay.
saying? Also, now this is my number one, even more so than Michelle Rodriguez. I know, I had to roll her R because I can't, you know, so I gotta do
okay.
it with her name.
Who's
you ready? Sarah Shahi. She played Carmen on The L Word.
Okay, I'm gonna
Google her right now.
Sarah who?
Sarah Shahi. It's her last name is S H A H I, I believe.
Wow, this is definitely
Sarah.
Oh, she's pretty. You definitely know her name,
Sarah Shahi.
Oh yeah, she's pretty.
Ooh, especially as the type in her name, but then type in Carmen. From The L Word. That character, holy shit.
Wait, you see her real name?
I do have a crush. The guy that played Aquaman, what's his name?
Jason Momoa.
Oh yeah,
he's got a nice ass. Did you see him on the night show? With his,
he has a nice everything. I forgot about him.
But you know, Lisa Bonet was tapping that for quite some time.
Yeah. She was a lucky girl.
How do you pronounce her real name?
Sarah Shahi.
What's her real name?
What's her real name? Oh, that.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's her. That's her. Okay.
Her stage name is Sarah.
Januka Zekal, I don't know. But that is her. I try my best. That is her stage name. I guess that's her acting name. But she is gorgeous. Did you see what she looked like as Carmen in The L Word?
Yeah, she looks good.
Woo! Woo! Oh, okay. I don't even need to name a third. That's the one I want.
Right. Jason, you said his name, Jason Momoa?
Jason Mimosa.
I was going to say Mimosa.
Wait, oh, damn, you made me say Mimosa.
Momoa.
Damn, I wanted Mimosa, though. That'd be nice.
Oh, Michael Ealy. Oh, woo. I forgot. Yes. Okay.
Yo, so when I was back Now, everybody listening knows that I'm a lesbian. Everybody knows this. But I know an attractive man when I see one. Back in the day.
It's coming in my head. I don't want to cut you off.
Who?
Trevante Rhode, the guy that played on Moonlight when he was older. Oh, I got to show you.
What's he like?
That's the nigga who played in Bird Box. You ever seen that movie with
Sandra Bullock,
the black guy, the only black guy in that shit?
Oh yeah,
sexy chocolate.
But you're forgetting about the Hodge brothers.
I forgot about Lakeith. It's so many now. It's coming to me now.
Idris Elbus. Mm-hmm. I can never say his fucking name. But the Hodge brothers. I like them.
Jesus.
I can't. What the fuck is his name? The dude who was on the. She is literally almost licking her phone. Okay. All right. That got awkward.
And
I loved it.
Lakeith Stanfield, but I think he's married, so I'm not going to lust over a married man.
You can have a crush on somebody.
He's beautiful.
Wasn't he on Atlanta? Sorry to Bother You? Or
yes.
Yeah. I like him too.
I forgot about these guys. Yeah. So, yeah, I got like six.
Right. 1, 2, 77, 30. I got
you. And they're not light-skinned. They're definitely all types of shades.
Yeah. No, the Hodge brothers. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me Google.
Yeah.
Hodge brothers.
I think it's Aldous Hodge or some shit.
I have a
one played in all the Purges, and the other one is the one who
he was on Leverage. Oh, he was also Underground with Jurnee Smollett.
Yeah.
That's yo, he's swole, built man. Like a fucking. No, that ain't it. That ain't him.
They're not attractive.
That's not them, bro.
That's the Hodge twins.
Oh.
That's not them, bro.
The Hodge brothers.
I'm about to look that shit up.
I looked it up. It's the twins came up.
Nah, that's not them, bro. Oh, okay. I found him. This is the brother I'm talking about. He's in a lot of stuff.
That's both of them together.
Yeah, that's both of them together.
They're not attractive.
What? I disagree. There's some sexy chocolate
men. They look good in suits. But
his nigga is cut.
He looks amazing.
He's cut. There are certain characters that he's played that I was like, yeah, even I would probably bend over.
I was going to ask you what male actors that you
Shamar
would go
Moore,
straight for. Really?
Back in the day, that was my number one.
I thought he was attractive.
Now, this is before all this shit came out about him. But when I was a kid, I had a crush on Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, I did too. Cuba
Gooding Jr.
Especially on Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Oh, and wasn't he in Gladiator when he was a fighter? What movie was that when he was a boxer?
That wasn't Gladiator. That was
Red Box movie that
no,
not Red
was
Box.
A movie back in the day. He played a boxer. Hold on, I'm gonna find it. I had a crush on. Mm-hmm. It might have been before your time.
Before your time. Mm-hmm. All right, Auntie.
It was called Gladiator. Yeah, it came out in '92.
Well, that ain't the Gladiator I was thinking about.
He was fine as heck in that movie. I'm not gonna.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, it's before your time too. Because I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it with him.
That shit went straight to.
No, it was popular. I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, I'm lying.
I have this thing where I'm attracted to the characters the actors play, but sometimes I'm attracted to the act. Like, for instance, I'm attracted to the characters that Angelina Jolie plays, but I'm not attracted to Angelina Jolie.
That makes sense.
I mean, she drinks blood, kissed her brother, and she married Billy Bob Thornton. You can't trust her. But Laura Croft or Mrs. Smith, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Listeners,
what I want you to do is go over to the Professional Silly Podcast Facebook group or the at It's Pro Silly Twitter. Tell me who your celebrity crushes were when you were a kid versus you as an adult. I am very, very curious about that. Next up, I have a fun game that we're going to play. This is going to be fun. It's the Professional Silly Podcast, y'all. Okay, Tamika.
Yes.
Torrance. I'm just playing. Terrence. I came across this idea from The Bert Show. I reference them a lot because I love them. They're just so much fun. So they did a bit where they played a well-known song on a recorder. You guys remember those? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for my listeners who don't know what that is, a recorder is that plastic little flute that you played as a kid in music class. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it is. Y'all bet Lizzo could fuck that shit up.
Hot cross buns was classic on that thing.
So what they did was they would play a song on the recorder and someone had to guess what the song was. So that's pretty much what it is. Now, I don't have a plastic little recorder. I do have a wooden flute that I got from Dominican Republic, but I forgot it. So what I'm going to do mm-hmm. is I'm going to whistle it.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to whistle while you work. Okay. I like how neither of us whistled that part. That's what I'm saying.
We loved it though.
We all had our own little version, but not one of us fucking whistled. That's kind of weird when you think about it. All right.
Go ahead and start it.
Make a pussy party. Make that. Yeah.
Thumbs up. Yes.
Yo, when is our album coming out, y'all? Let's do this. Let's get it done. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to whistle 5 songs, okay? And mind you, I do not know how to whistle. I mean, I can whistle. It's all right. But it's going to be interesting to see if you guys can fucking do this, okay? All right, so I'm going to do 5 songs, and you got to get 3 out of 5. So I want you both to take a guess. I'm not going to tell you if you're right until each of you have taken a guess.
Okay.
Okay? So here's the first one. This is going to be ridiculous. Okay. Me.
I gotta phone a friend or something, bro.
Can you hum it?
You want me to hum it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Right. Okay. That's still not
helping. Yeah, in my head, I'm killing it because I know what it is.
Okay, no, all right. Let's go ahead. Oh, I know it.
All right. You take your guess.
Girl, I love you no matter what you say or do. I don't know the name of it.
All right, what about you? What do you think?
That was not that song. Ain't no fucking way that was that song.
You want me to tell you what it was?
Yeah.
I know. Tamika gets a point. It's Lenny Williams.
Because I love you.
That's crazy. I was far from that.
In my head, I was fucking killing it.
I was far from that. Shit, I'm thinking of a rap song. I'm like, yeah, because she's like, something like some Fast or some Uncle Luke or something.
When I heard you say that, I was like,
it's because I hummed it. Yeah, because if it wasn't for the hum, you would have never gotten that shit.
I was like, what the heck?
You would have never gotten that shit.
Yeah, I was looking for some cash money record.
Okay, so here is song number 2. Okay. Should I whistle it? I'm going to whistle it
hum
first.
Hum it. Oh, okay.
Then, all right.
All right, go ahead.
Oh. I got a real
He knew it.
He knew it. But Tamika's got 2. Terrence didn't say it, but he knew it. So he's got 1. Yeah. So that's 2-1 right now.
Okay.
All right. You ready for the next one? Song number 3.
You need to hum that.
Yeah, you might have to hum it.
No. Okay. All right. In my head, I'm killing it. Yeah,
I want to record you doing this because you are killing it, but we don't know.
We don't know what the fuck is going on.
Nothing. All right, see what we tell you?
Yeah.
All right, so it's T-Pain, buy you a drink.
No.
Do what you were just doing again. I'm gonna take you home with me.
Is that what
you
said?
I hear it now.
She was like,
y'all know why I'm doing a hand thing. I'm in my world, bro. I was like, all right, so it's still Tamika 2-1.
Okay.
All right. But you still gotta get it. You know, you still in the game. There's two more left.
I guess.
All right. So here's the next one. How does it go? Okay. I'm gonna hum it because obviously the whistling, I'm horrible at it. All right, so.
I know it.
Ride it.
My phone.
Let's go, Jimmy. Let's go.
I gave that to T.
No, you did.
I said, I know it, and I pointed at you. So now we're talking.
No. So technically, that's 3-2 then.
No, she didn't guess. I guessed. Remember?
That's true. But she did know it.
No. You knew it. Like she
but
said,
she
you knew it.
She gave you a point last time,
so
sure.
Yeah, so it's 3-2. Yeah, oh, so right. for those of you listening right now, if you're confused, that was Genuine Pony.
You just didn't guess. He was like, you got it.
I started humming it.
I know.
Now, this is the last one. This is your chance, Terrence, to tie it up.
Let's go.
All right?
Let's go.
Here we go. Oh, my gosh. I have to whistle it because I have to. It's so fun. I'll hum it later, but I won't attempt this.
That's what she
said. I haven't done it.
Yes.
How do you even?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a hum.
Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Christmas is you.
Yes, nail it, Tamika. She sounds better than Mariah. Don't tell it all. So technically, so that's 4-2. That's on you, Tamika.
Hey.
So Tamika's a winner on that one. Terrence. Now, but I should have told you when you lose, you got to give me $20. I'm just kidding.
Well, podcast over, nigga.
Well, I got to go. Yeah. First of all, I want to thank you guys so much for joining this podcast episode. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
And I hope
that. This is my first podcast.
Is it?
Mine too.
Oh, yo, I'm going to be a popping cherries.
You are.
Twice. What? Yes. So I'm hoping, ladies and gentlemen, my listeners, that we can convince Tamika and or Terrence to join us again on the Professionally Silly podcast.
I'm down.
Yeah? If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Terrence knows shit about music.
but he loves Neil Young, though.
He does. That's something you can take from the podcast.
And Amber can't whistle for shit.
First of all, I am a world-class whistler, all right?
We couldn't tell.
You bitches just can't hear. That's all.
I got a whole headphone set.
I feel like you're down an octave, all right? First of all. And also, I can also say this. I don't think I'll be having blue steak anytime soon. Professionally Silly Life rules, okay? So once again, I want to thank Tamika and Terrence for joining me on this episode. And I certainly hope that, I mean, they said they were going to come. So I'm hoping that I did convince them to come back. So that's going to be great.
Absolutely.
And you guys can share your, now, if you have any podcast ideas, any segments you want to do, audible skits, any fun, silly bits, let me know and we can do that. Oh. I would love to do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, having you here, Tamika, has been a pleasure because you wear clothes, you eat food. That's what's up. Y'all remember the intro, so I was just taking that back. The fact I had to explain, just in case the listener's like, what the fuck is she talking about? Yo, go back and listen to the intro. All right. So, you know, she's definitely the kind of person we want back on the pod. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using, so that you'll be notified when the new episode is posted. Also, do your girl a favor. Give your Audible boo thing a 5-star rating and a written review, especially on Apple Podcasts. And yo, Spotify has ratings. Do hook me up. Hook me up. You know, I'm Shan. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes you haven't heard yet. I have over 200 episodes. You don't want to fucking miss it. All right. Don't forget to check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO. SILLY. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. Also, my listeners, if you have any drama or stories you want to share, any experiences, maybe you need some advice, maybe you just want to tell me I'm amazing and my voice is so sexy you have wet dreams, whatever it is, bro. Peace, silly listeners. Make sure you email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Send them in. And don't forget, you can text or leave me a message on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. You can text this number and you can be anonymous on the shows. Let me know ahead of time. I can even disguise your voice. You just gotta let me know when you contact me. That'd be fire. More information down in the show notes with some bonus info like my social media information. I have included my link tree, which has all the links to my most used social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, all of that in one spot. So do you guys have any projects you want to shout out or your own social medias you want them to follow you on or anything like that?
Yes.
Why are they both looking at the floor? What's down there?
Who the fuck was down there? Hey, but yeah, you know, so you follow me on IG, I'll be on that thing, or Twitter. Both of them, T Sims for real, T-S-I-M-S, the number 4, R-E-A-L. And Facebook, I really don't be on Facebook, but you can still find me on Facebook at Terrence Sims.
And you're single, right, Terrence?
I'm single, yeah.
Yo, ladies, check out his Facebook. This is a beautiful man right here. Yo, what's your credit score?
It's up there, though. Yeah. I can tell you that.
It's above 6?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey, I'm trying to be like, y'all, I'm touching. No, I think I am 7.
She about to, this bitch pulled out her phone to check her credit score.
I'm gonna give you the credit score before her IG.
Yo, this joke something? Just got real.
I wanna be like y'all. I'm about to
but last I checked, I was over a 7. I was over 700 last I checked.
If your shit ain't above like at least a 630, don't try to go buy nothing, man. Get that up first, man.
Yeah, get that shit up. Once again, ladies, I am single and I am a great co-signer. For those of you interested in writing or sending me anything, my P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. As always, you can send me literally anything you want, and it will be a video that I will film of me unboxing it on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, so you can join in on the silly visually. We have a good time over there. Join me next week or the week after. I haven't decided, because you guys know it's 2 podcast in a row, 2 weeks in a row, and then I take a week off and then 2 win. That way I don't fucking run myself ragged. I don't want to be a burnout on this shit. But I have been thinking about doing 1 long podcast and then a mini-sode. And eventually what I would like to do, listeners, is I want your stories, I want your experiences, your shout-outs, whatever. I want those to eventually become the mini-sodes. So if you found something weird in your walls while you were while you were renovating, and when I say walls, I literally meant your walls. So ladies, close your legs. Or not, you know. You know, if your dog did something, you somehow ended up arrested, yo, let me know. If your ex cheated on you and you want to talk about it, I got you. You need advice on whether or not you should go for this new job? Let us know. The Professionally Silly listeners got your back. So hit us up with that stuff. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station right here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Tradition is just peer pressure from dead people. Shit made you think, didn't it? Yo, it's silly out here. I'll see you guys next time. Oh, you got something you want them to follow you on, bitch?
Oh, I mean, I don't post, so there's no need for anybody to follow me. They're just going to be following me just to follow a page that's not having any
We're working action. On that.
she's working on that.
At Tamika Shannon on Instagram.
100%. Here, I'll let
you test it. Oh, there it is.
Nope.
Mic check.
You don't hear?
Mic check. One, two, one, two.
I feel like I know what's going on.
Oh, there it goes.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Right. Let me put my phone on silent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Do the same.
Okay.
Mic check, 1, 2. I cannot stress enough how much fun this video. Wow. Thank you guys, listeners. Thank you so much. Hey,
tuxed. Her cat is just all up in it.
He's like, oh, what are we talking about, guys?
I mean, you know, the pussy just always comes to me. Makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Side note for you, Amber, make sure you put in the anti-political ad again so people can know what the fuck's going on. Okay.
Side note for you, Amber, make sure you suck my dick as well.
That's going to definitely be in the bloopers at the end of this.
Oh, no!
Probably should have mentioned that that's something that I do.
Okay.
And yes, I'll be sucking her dick. It's been a long time, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, that's Captain Morgan?
Yeah.
I never taste it. It tastes like Coke. Oh, sorry. Like the actual drink.
Oh. So now Tamika's a Coke addict.
I don't know what Coke tastes like.
Here we go.
They sold blue waffles of like a regular blue waffle. Nah. That shit, blue waffle is bad. Like, this whole area is just like blue and purple.
But what caused
her vagina?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it looked like somebody fucking threw a brick, like a bunch of bricks.
Oh, it says it's an internet hoax.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Yeah, no, what Snoops say? You know what I'm saying? Or Snopes, whatever the fuck.
Like, if
it's a hoax.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Because apparently...
I hope not, because that just made me...
Blue waffle, that should not be an... That's not an STI I want to get to know. That just sounds not good.
Vagina is blue and disfigured. You've seen pictures?
Yes. It was bad.
How do you know it wasn't just herpes?
I don't think herpes would look like
I don't think
waffle.
That was herpes, because herpes don't... I'm assuming.
What are you, a fucking herpes specialist? Like, how do you?
I like to look up this shit to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga be out here fucking.
Nigga, so you one of them people who like to watch Dr. Pimple Popper, ain't you? You want
to
know?
I used to watch fucking cemetery shit, just like corners and see what they do to dead people and shit. That's the shit I used to watch. Like,
now I kind of want to see a picture, but I don't. After that, no. Yeah, I am.
I just want everyone listening to know that Tamika is looking at blue vaginas on her phone. It is the weirdest.
It's called Blue Waffles. Thanks to Terrence. He has me going down the rabbit hole of trying to understand what a blue waffle is.
I cannot wait for you guys to hear the bloopers of this episode at the end of the... It's going to be great.
It is Terrence. Were you recording this?
Just a little bit.
Oh, Terrence. I mean, Amber, you suck.
We're the same person. It doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. What's you guys' name combined? Tambor.
Tambor.
Amberance.
Right.
Amberance.
Killing it.
That's cute. Whatever.
Yeah.
Up a little more.
Well, my shit carries. So that, yeah. Mama
always told
you to be careful.
Not this bitch singing into the microphone. And she's holding her headphones like she in the studio for real. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Cross the line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was loud.
Yeah. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Amber, put that first part to bloopers. It was hilarious.
Hey, Amber, kiss my ass, okay?
Yeah, I saw it all. I saw all of it.
I saw the whole thing. Tamika, get your ass out of my face. It's time to record. You're being weird. Now, sometimes... You need a little at the end of that. Hey, Tux. Her cat is just all up in it.
He's like, oh, what are we talking about, guys?
I mean, you know, the pussy just always comes to me. Makes sense.
Oh, my
God.
Somebody is blowing your phone up.
Put this bitch on airplane mode.
Okay. Why? So I won't be nosy and see who's texting you?
No, so the phone isn't vibrating. Fuck up my recording.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I am nosy. Shut up, Terrence.
Now, here's a question. Recording?
Don't call my mom Mimi. Her name is Michelle.
It's Mimi. It's
you
Mimi
don't
on
get
Facebook.
To have nicknames to my mama.
It's Mimi.
Auntie Mimi.
It's Mimi.
Both of you
Yo,
guys.
If she listens to this podcast, Auntie, I want my TV. It's been like 12 years.
Wait, let me get that on camera.
Yeah. Record that.
Okay,
yo, hey, Ma, where is my television? Not even TV. I gotta say the whole word. This has been like 12 years. Bruh, yeah. Back when you promised me a TV, they still had big butts on them. Where that?
I'm going to DM her.
DM her. Wonderful.